Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored as a course of Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the release of the hostages and the break of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Yom Daf Chof Gimel in the Art School Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, starring Halacha Zayin. Sok the Mishnah, Boloi Etzel Parei. The Kohen Gadol comes in the Avodah Yom Kippurim. The next stage where he's holding right now is coming to the par, to his bull. That's the animal that he's bringing as his korban. The par is standing between the ulam, which is the Beis HaMikdash, the actual building, and the mizbeach, which was outside in the Azara, in the courtyard of Beis HaMikdash. He's facing the south, because the way the Beis HaMikdash is, the entrance to the ulam, to the eichel, is on the west side. You come in from the east, you go to the west, and the north and the south is basically the pathway to get to the Beis HaMikdash. So the carbon, the animal, is standing there between the ulam and the mizbeach. Roish l'adorim, his head is facing the south, which means his body is facing the north. Upon of the Meir, but he's tilting his face towards the Meir. Reb Chaim explains over here that we don't want his back to face the Mizbeach, because if he Shelo Yatil Glolim, we don't want any dirt coming out of the animal from the Mizbeach. So that's why the back of the animal is facing the north towards the wall, but his face is tilting to the west. So the Kohen is standing on the side of the animal, meaning the right side of the animal, which is the east, facing the west, or the same area where the animal's face is tilting to. Samach shtei yodov all over his father. Now he puts his two hands on his head, and he does the vidui. V'kachayorim, this is the vidui the Kohen Gadol says. Ono Hashem, ovisi poshati chotasi. I did a voin, I did a pesha, I did a chatos. We'll see in the Gemara what it means. Lefonecho, in front of you. Ani uvesi, me and my household. Ono Hashem. And it's a davening to Hashem. Kaprino, do a kaparo, rectify, lavoinois, lapshoim, lechatoim, shavisi, vishaposhati, vishachotati. So we're talking about the three aveiros. We're mentioning it, that he mentioned they did it, then he's asking kapar for them, that he did, and he repeats he did it. Lefonecho, that were done in front of you, Hashem. Ani uvesi, me and my household. Kakatu b'tor as Moshe Avdecho, as it written in the Pasuk, ki b'yoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem v'goymer. And it says over there in the Pasuk, the Shem Hashem. So it comes out, the Kohen Gadol says the name of Hashem three times. He says in the beginning, Ono Hashem. And then he says, again, Ono Hashem, that we'll see the Gemara is going to correct that. And then the third time when he mentions the Pasuk. Meaning the people that hear him saying Shem Hashem, they say, which that's the reply that you said in Beis HaMikdash. What is the north of the Mizbeach? It's kosher b'shchidas kodesh kadoshim. As clear in the Mishnayot and Masechet Zvachim, kodesh kadoshim, the more holy animals, the ones that have the more importance, they have to be shechted in the north side of the Azara. So if you put a line in the middle of the Azara, and only in the north side, in the half of facing the north, that's what you could do shechita. Which area in the north is kosher for this shechita? So the Gemara brings you three different shittas. Shitta number one is Mikiroi shel mizbeach tzvoini v'at koisel ha'azora tzvoini at k'neged kol mizbeach yesham k'shloishim mishtayim mamo divrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Gersa Rabbi Chaim. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that the only place you could do shitta is in front of the mizbeach. There is a machlekes exactly where the mizbeach is sitting, but wherever the mizbeach is, in front of it, meaning to the north, right in front of where the mizbeach is, going towards the north, that's the area which is kosher shechitas kodashim, not to the right or to the left of the mizbeach. And that's the area of 32 amo, because the length and the width of the mizbeach is 32 by 32. So you talk about the 32 amo of the width of the mizbeach. Rablozer Rab Shimon Oimer, Mikeneged Beis HaChalifas. Beis HaChalifas is the wall of the ulam, which is in the west. And it's called Beis HaChalifas because that's where they store their knives, as we'll see soon. Ad Keneged Bein Ulam Vela Mizbeach. Mean that whole area between the ulam and the mizbeach, that koisel ha'azora, the Gersa Reb Chaim is tzfoini, till the north side of the azora. Meaning he's adding not only in front of the mizbeach to the north, but also to the left of the mizbeach, between the mizbeach and the ulam. You can also do shechita there in the north side of the azora. Rabbi Moisi, Mokum Dris says Ragli, Yisroel Lechadis Ramo, Mokum Dris Ragli Koranim Lechadis Ramo. He's adding also the 22 Amo, 11 Amo where Yisroel stand, 11 Amo where Koranim stand, which is on the right of the Mizbech, the Mizrach of the Mizbech. Mekirish Mizbech Hatzvaini Vet Koysel Azor Ha Mizrachi. Meaning you have the entire area of in front of the Mizbech, and including you go to the right until you reach the east wall of the Azorah. So according to Rabbi, basically the entire Azorah in front of the Mizbech, in front of the Mizbech, to the right of the Mizbech, to the left of the Mizbech, and the borders are the east side wall and the wall of the Ulam to the left. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Lematzonu, Shchito, the Gersa of Chaim is Psula Bazar. Shchita is always kosher bazar. Shchita can be done not by a Kohen. Rav Mafka the Talmudi, Rav taught his Talmudim, Bechol also of a Tani, the Gersa of Chaim is Zoyrik. Every place say that a Kohen has to do this Riko, but the Shchita can be done even not by a Kohen. Chutzi Paro of a Tani, Shoichet. But by Paro Adumo, there the Shchita needs to be done by the Kohen. And then, even a Paro Adumo, you're old, the Shechita can be done by someone who's not a Kohen. Hey, see, Rechir Barbo, so Rechir Barbo asks a question. V'achtiv, it says, V'shochat v'hizo, you could be Shechita to Hazoyo, to the sprinkling. Ma Hazoyo lo yuchshu b'yishakish, Hazoyo, a woman cannot do. Continue on Amud Beis. Av Shechita lo yuchshu b'yishakish. So we're comparing Shechita to Hazoyo, and by Hazoyo we know that a woman can do it, and also Shechita a woman can do. And you mainly you learn from Isha to Azar. The same way Isha can't do it, the Azar can't do it. That's what the Gemara holds right now. Says, yeah, sprinkling that you can do is with blood, but the sprinkling of the water can be done by a zar. Can be done by someone who's not a Kohen, but it's still not allowed to be done by a woman. So you see, the fact that a woman can't do it doesn't mean that a zar can't do it. See, there, ksher bizar upsul beisho. Only tamon leis ksiv Kohen. There it doesn't say Kohen. Well, tamil so ksiv ish. Why it says ish? So, Yusuf Chaim is loit is a isho. It doesn't say Kohen. It says Ish. Ish, not a Isho. Brahmocho, but here, Ksiv Kohen. He's Zar Ish, and it says Kohen to exclude both. Zar and Ish, you live in the same place. In Tamer, Shik, Sheiro, Bizar, Tuchsha, Beisho. If it's Kosher, Bizar, it should be Kosher, Beisho. So we're saying, once I see that one of them cannot be Kosher, the other one is not Kosher as well. Mashul Ba'ab Yitzchok, Gavirchon, Mishav, Shim, Ben Yochai, Par, Shayom, Kippurim, Tzorch, Kohen. I mean, the Par Yom Kippur needs to be shechted by the Kohen Gadol. Same with the Kohen Gadol has to do all the avoidos, he also has to do the Shechita. So the Gemara says, "Why do you say only Par, only the bull? There's another korban, which is the seir, which is the goat. Dukayo, because of the psukim referring to the seir as well. V'shachat v'hivim avo b'koyim shechita b'koyim. The same drasha you have by the Par, you have a seir. So Yaakov Ba'achav, Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Mishum Ba'yuchai, so his girsa was, Par v'sei Yishom Kippur Yitzchim Koyin, they both need the Koyin Gadol. Omav Chaga Ba'yishoyna hu oimer ono Hashem, u b'shniya hu oimer ono b'Hashem. We said the Shem twice. In our mission, the girsa was ono Hashem, he did a chait, and then ono Hashem do kapara. So he says, no, the first one is ono Hashem, davening to Hashem. Ono b'Hashem is with the name of Hashem, give me kapara. Simo Tani Keitz HaMizvada, what's the order of the vidui? Avisi poshati chatosi. So you say ovoin, then pesha, then chatos. Voimer, as we see in the pasuk, no, you say ovoin v'pesha v'chatos. See, that's the order. Voimer v'svad olav is kol avoin is bnei Yisrael. Do you remember? It says a vidui, kol avoin is bnei Yisrael. So we're saying ovoin, and you mean ovoin is the first, because later in the pasuk it says it's kol pishayim kol chatosom. So again, ovoin pesha chatos. That's the Vira Meir. That's what Meir says. No. Avoid noise. What does avoid noise mean? Elu azdoi noise, something that was done with intent. Pishayem elu amiradim. That was done with rebellion. A person does it lehachis, to upset. Chatosom elu ashgogo. His chatos is ashgogo. If something was done by mistake. Mehachashu mizvada el azdoi noise amiradim. Once he does vidui on the ones that were done with intent and done with intention of rebellion, who choizu misfada l'shkoga, his dad's going to go and say vidui on something which is by mistake. If he has kapar on the first, he doesn't need to say anymore shkoga. And the kacha misfada says, what's the right order? On Hashem chotosi avisi poshati. Go from the kal lekoven, from the lean, more easier one to the heavier one. Chatos is a shoigeg, ovon is bemezid, pesha is bemerid, when a person rebels. Lefanecho, ani uveisi ubnei Aaron, kakasu betoiz Moshe avdecho lemor, ki bayom azev, v'goyim, brings the whole pasuk, v'moyim acharab, bok shen, kvoyim uchutsu, lo imboi, that's what they answer. So when we see no der kol a misvah de misvanim, anybody has to do a vidui. That's what he does. How do we see that? We see in the psukim. David Omar chatonu im avoseinu hevinu v'yoshanu. First chait, then avon, and then rasha, which is equivalent to a pesha. Shlomo b'noi Omar chatonu vevinu roshanu. Again, chait von rasha. Daniel Omar chatonu vavinu v'yoshanu umaranu. Again, it's a stronger lotion of rebellion. That's the video of the Kohen Gadol. That is the right order. So that's the Moshe. So why by Moshe Rabbeinu it says first Ovoin Pesha and then only afterwards Chato? For him and the Pesach we said after his father was Kobe Avnei Yisrael Chol Pishayim Chol Chatosom. So it says over there Chatos last. And the Kevan Shem his father was known as Amirodim Kilim Shgogas Tefonav. That means that he's davening on the bad things, to turn them to be like Shgogo, to may say that they're going to be considered like Shgogo, and a person, and you won't have any punishment for these two type of averis. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yubo Daf Chof Gimel.